Man, this is such a super insanely beautiful view. It's this Canada Place, it's called, in Vancouver. And there's this like part where you can walk along this walkway that it has all of the provinces of Canada and all the major cities just listed on the floor. Like a fucking walk of fame or whatever. Oh, there's Fredericton. That's my hometown. Boom. But it's right next to, it's where all the big ships come in and the cruise ships and stuff. But you can see all the mountains, and there was just a fucking rainbow before. It was gorgeous. Ridiculous. It's fucking January here, and it's just like beautiful out. Anyway, this is going to be a real quick little episode. I always say that, but this one really will be a quick episode of Ham Radio. Where in the last episode, I was blah, blah, blahing, ranting about class warfare and such, and I played the NOFX song Lower. And that made me realize not only is that pretty much the greatest fucking song ever, but NOFX is just a great band all around. They're so good. And particularly in their later days, like they took a pretty severe shift towards sort of more socially aware, political type lyrics in the War on Errorism album. And it was a little much and a little out of nowhere, and it's probably my least favorite NOFX album, except for the really old ones. Still not bad or anything, just not as good as the other ones. But then they kind of tempered it a little, and that really kind of became a regular part of their arsenal, is just songs about society and your place in it. And I really do think Fat Mike has a lot to say about that, like just that he runs his own record label and he's just not beholden to anybody. Or he had this reality show where NOFX toured around to a bunch of cities that they'd never been to before, and they made it into a little reality show and sold it to Fuse TV, and Fuse made them change a bunch of stuff and fucked them around a bunch, and they had to get into these real big like head-butting battles with the fucking head guy at the network, to the point where Fat Mike was like, you know what, let's just not do it. Like, you had to hit that point of like fuck you, if you don't stop fucking with me for no fucking reason, we're just not doing this at all. Because that's just like the only language that some of these assholes, these businessy assholes, understand. So they just did a sequel, like a follow-up that he just did himself, just sells through the Fat Records website. That's it. Fuck all this distribution and just who needs it? Just sell it online. Fuck it. And it was interesting hearing him talk about Fat Records, because album sales have just been slowing and slowing and slowing. And he was talking about how hard it was to have to recently like let a bunch of people go. But he held on to them for like 2 years longer than financially was really justified, because he just didn't want to fire these people. It was a relatively small team and everybody's like kind of friends, and but the money just wasn't there, and he eventually had to let people go, and he had to start letting bands go. But on the other hand, when things were going really well, like he had a real boom period where just like it seemed like any album that they put out would just sell a shit ton of copies, that he gave everybody bonuses that year, like everybody, everyone at the office, all the people and all the bands on the roster, like here's a Christmas bonus, everybody gets an extra $6,000 or something just because they made all the money. So instead of the business mindset of like, well, now we will just hold all the money, he's like, we all get to have the money because we're all in this together. So you're in this together, but then when things go bad, it's like, well, we're all in that together too. But yeah, just he seems like a great fucking dude, man. like yeah, why be an asshole? Why be like this? And just this morning I quit my coffee shop job, and I mean, you know, that check was in the mail. I was definitely gonna quit, probably in the next couple of months max. But I just got in this fucking argument with this chick who works there, gets paid 50 cents fucking an hour more than me, has to start pulling rank and being an asshole. And it's just like, fuck you. Fuck you. Like, I'm just not gonna do this. I'm not gonna be a part of this. I'm not gonna exist in this situation. This is not how life needs to be. So I fucking quit. Helicopter taking off. But yeah, if you want to hear more about that, the Calling Home podcast at keithcourage.com. I talk about it a bunch more. But anyway, all this stuff just had me thinking about NOFX and how cool they are. And it made me think of, they have this album, Wolves in Wolves Clothing, where at the end there's like a little hidden track that is it's all these little demos, and it's such a cool little glimpse into how Fat Mike comes up with songs, where it's just these little, like, just little quiet, like him just recording himself with a little guitar. And he's just playing riffs and just like singing little nonsense lyrics. And not singing like he normally sings. It's like just these little high-pitched, na, 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 ma, 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 you know, like just trying to come up with stuff. And I just thought that was really neat. So that's what this episode is going to be. Just the little, these little demo snippets, these little 20-second little, like, this was the seed that begat this song. And then the real song. It's like 20 minutes worth of songs. It's just a neat little cool thing. And it's a good excuse to listen to NoFX, which is a good band.
Yeah. can go fast, but there's a little chord change, sort of. The Rad song, here's kind of an arrangement for it.
This is feeling we learn to live with in North America. captain orders the ship to stay the course. Full speed ahead, chassis accursed. The next thing we heard was rich women and children first. Ship is listening, the captain plays in. Blame on the iceberg. That bird attacked us. I am declaring war on the Arctic. Who could ever have predicted the greatest ship could so easily.
passion. I know it's a lesson.
Starts off like religion, religion, religion.
Christ will resurrect. He's got his BMI royalty to collect. He's not the white fragile hippie. He looks and acts more like an indignant iced tea. Jesus Christ is coming back. He wants to kick Mel Gibson's ass. Superstar, the passion of. He wants his money, not your love. He's been kicking 2,000 years. He's fixed a lot of sports and drank a million beers. Some ecstasy, a thin white line. He says designer drugs beat the hell out of wine. Jesus Christ on vacation, spreading mass at religion. Sex and drugs, we abstain. He thinks Christians are insane.
Step, 'cause it's a nasty fall when there's no